If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Lingerie for men. Would you be into it? You can text us at 92925. So far, the text say no, from both men and women. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. We are going to get to that in just a second. But first, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but curious to know if you would like this as a gift for Christmas. I've noticed a lot of women doing lingerie boudoir photo shoots and giving their boyfriends or husbands the photos, maybe in the form of a calendar or a framed photo as a Christmas gift. And I find it's more popular this year. I've seen a few friends do it.
I mean, I would never say no to boudoir shots as a gift, but this is lingerie that is being bought for the women, or like their own lingerie that they're just sort of...
Their own lingerie that they have. I'm just talking about like a straight up gift. Andy, what do you think?
I'd be all for it. I've known some girls and I've dated some girls that have done boudoir shots. Mm-hmm. They've not for me or anything like that, but I've seen the pictures, and it's very, very classy, actually. If you find the right photographer, they're actually really, really well done, and from what I've heard, it makes the woman doing it really feel empowered and really feel confident about her body, no matter what body type she has.
Yeah,
it's done in such a way that she comes away from the shoot feeling better about herself.
Yeah, I've done like a couple of photo shoots. They weren't like boudoir photo shoots, but they were like maybe like a little bit down those lines that I did with my agency. And there is something very empowering about it. And my body was very different then. I would say I'm in way better shape now, but I still look back at those and be like, and I'm like, look at me. Like,
you're proud of it.
Yeah, and I know a lot of women who have done that, and they said they left there just feeling like so different about their body and the way that they feel about it and the way that it looks. Mm-hmm. Noticing that is a popular... I'm not suggesting everybody go out and do it. I'm not saying it's for everyone.
Probably not.
But I do admire the women who do it. I'm like, good for you. That's not easy. And as women too, we don't often put ourselves in the spotlight like that. You know what I mean? Like, just
make it
all about ourselves. Oftentimes it's all about someone else. As I was thinking about this, Andy, you brought up yesterday a lingerie store for men that you saw in the mall, and you were thinking about buying some yourself.
Well, yeah, no. I went to the mall yesterday, and full disclosure, I had bought Kelly something, and I thought, you know, I've always buy her stuff, or she'll buy something that's kind of, you know, sexy lingerie or something like that, but I don't buy anything for myself that maybe she would like on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this store in the mall, and I think it was just up for Christmas because everything was just...
Yeah,
was
just
all
one of those pop-up stores. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But I walked by and I thought, maybe there's something in there for me. Maybe I could do something that would, you know, I would buy some sexy lingerie for myself.
What was in there? Because I can't really picture a male lingerie store.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been in the Village. I've seen some pictures. I see what people are selling. But this was in the mall?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And it was basically some small little male underwear and stuff like that. You know,
like lacy, are we talking?
Yeah, some of it's lacy. Some of it's just really skimpy and small and... stuff like that.
Really?
I mean,
you would look good in any of this stuff?
I didn't say I would look good. Okay. I didn't try anything on, but I gave it some serious thought. I went in and I looked around.
You did not give it serious thought.
I did. I went in and I looked around and I thought, would that look good on me? Probably not. Would that look good on me? Probably not. But if I saw something, I thought that would look good on me, I would have tried it on.
And then you're going to like whip the, like go surprise her in the bedroom one night. You're going to be like, hello, look what I put on for you, this pretty little number.
I don't know if I would have gone that far, but I would have taken at least the first step to have it with me just in case.
Really?
Yeah, I probably would have brought it up to her and said, you know, what do you think? And if she was like, yeah, and then I'd whip it out.
Kim Kieran, okay, don't whip anything out. Kim Kieran, do you want your husband Neil wearing lingerie?
No, I don't think I want that in my life.
And I can't picture, you know, I tried to picture Channing Tatum. Like, I don't want to see Channing Tatum in lingerie either.
I'm like t-shirt, sweatpants. That's sexy enough for me.
Really?
Yeah. Or even the boxer briefs.
Or just wear your...
It's the tight white t-shirts that get me.
I think the tight white t-shirts. Yeah. I get that. I think generally, and you can text me if you disagree, but I think most women would say like, this isn't for me necessarily. Like, I don't want to see my man in that kind of stuff.
Good thing I didn't buy anything.
One place to start though, Andy, since you're caring about what Kelly might like on you, maybe like buy a nice new shirt. Like just the clothes you wear every day. You could start there.
I did last year.
Last year. Leave the thong in the store, please.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, we're about to talk to Santa. I'm nervous. Santa Claus. If you'd like to chat with Santa this morning as well, just shoot us a text at 92925. Mm-hmm. You never know. Maybe we could get you on. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning, Nikki. And how are you, Sam and Andy?
Doing wonderful.
That's
Hi,
great.
Santa.
Good morning.
Listen, I know you are so busy, especially this time of year. So it means the world to us that you're taking time out to chat with us this morning.
Well, this is one of the good things Santa is doing to help people.
Okay, so Santa, this is a pretty big deal for us to have you on the line. So we were hoping that we could just ask you some questions, things maybe that have been on our minds since we've been kids.
I do not mind one tiny little bit.
Yeah, so number one, Santa, when's the last time you trimmed your beard?
I just trimmed it last week. You see, some people, I should say children, try to stay up and see Santa when he comes to the house. Well, you know, some of them do succeed, and I want to look my best.
Oh! You mean sometimes kids actually have snuck a peek?
Oh, yes, they have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look good, feel good, Santa.
Does that get them on the naughty list?
No.
I would imagine that your reindeer are kind of like your children, Santa, and I know that we're not supposed to pick favorites, but do you have a favorite reindeer?
Actually, I do not.
Oh.
My favorite reindeer, all of my reindeer were born in a different country. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They are all different, which makes it easy to love every one of them.
Aww.
And it also helps Santa, you know, to travel all over the country.
True.
Because they have an idea of where we're going.
Oh, I understand. Very good.
I thought you used GPS. I didn't know the reindeer told you where to go. Okay, so Santa, you're so jolly, and we love you for that. But be honest, do you ever get cranky?
I do not get cranky. No, I don't. But what I do is I get concerned and very concerned when one of the elves come back with a report of someone being naughty.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If someone gets on the naughty list, I don't get cranky, but I get very concerned.
Oh, concerned.
Okay.
Frustrated, maybe. I like how you're very in touch with your emotions, Santa. Yeah.
Santa, speaking of the naughty and the nice list, how can we get onto the nice list? Not, you know, maybe some of us have had a rougher year than others. How can we get onto the nice list?
You have to be nice to people every day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to try to help somebody every day. You have to try to make somebody in your community smile every day. That will definitely get you on the nice list.
That's it.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, God.
Come on, Sam.
It certainly is, but it's the way to get on the nice list.
And it's a way we should live, in a way that will make us feel better every day too, right?
It is, exactly.
Hey, Sam, I'm curious to know, have you ever met the Easter Bunny?
Ooh.
Well, you know, it's very funny you asked that. Just last year, I had a call from the Easter Bunny.
No way.
He wasn't feeling very well. He asked if I could send some of my elves to help him. And I said, for sure. I would love to make sure everybody got their Easter treats.
Did they repay you with some chocolates?
Well, chocolate cookies they did.
There you go. Nice.
Actually, I was really curious about that. I can't believe I have the opportunity to ask this question to Santa right now. But Santa, doesn't your belly start to hurt? Like any indigestion from all the cookies and the milk on Christmas Eve? It's a lot of dairy, a lot of lactose.
People don't know this, but I do not always eat the cookies that are left out. I sometimes, when I get too full, I take them back to the North Pole.
Oh,
now, that's nice.
This is what happens back in the North Pole. Mrs. Claus is very concerned about me. She asked my elves to sneak into my den and eat some of my cookies.
Oh, no! You must have cookies to last you the entire year if you take some home with you.
I've been asking everybody to make extra this year because of my elves sneaking in and eating my cookies.
You're getting a lot of texts this morning from people, right?
Yeah, everyone's so excited. This text says, my 6, 4, and 3-year-old are going crazy with excitement in the car. They want Santa back on the radio. Well, he just got to wait a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one says, nothing like starting the morning off with a good cry. Thank you, guys. I know. It's Santa. Thanks so much for all the texts. And we want to get at least one little person on the line with Santa right now, right? Okay, so let's try to do this. Hey, good morning.
Shut up.
Don't cry. Okay,
Tutu,
so
come here. I'm with mommy.
Your daughter's name is Tutu. She's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you put her on the phone?
Hey.
Tutu.
listen.
Good morning. Hi, Tutu. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy from the Beat 92.5 that you're listening to. And guess who we have on the phone here?
Santa?
It is. You want to say hello to Santa?
Hello, Santa.
Good morning, Tutu. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I am very jolly this morning.
What would you like for Christmas this year, Tutu?
I already made a list.
Oh, you made the list, so Santa knows, okay. Of course. And Santa, did Tutu make the nice list this year?
Tutu certainly did. She was close to the very top of the nice
list. Oh, wow. Good job, Tutu.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, Santa. I like you really.
I like you really. Oh, my heart.
Well, thank you, Tutu. And I know that you're going to get what you really would like to have for Christmas.
Oh, Santa, thank you so much for chatting with us this
really,
year.
Really, really generous.
Santa's the best.
I'm still a little starstruck right now. Did you guys have any problems sitting on Santa's knee when you were a kid?
No, I was never one of those kids that was scared of Santa. I was always happy to see him.
I would have this anxiety. I was at a Christmas party last week and Santa came and the kids started. It was just suddenly became chaos. This one little girl, Grace, she's hilarious. 3 years old, she's just running in circles, like nonstop. She's just screaming and running in circles. And I remember getting that anxiety anytime I was near Santa when I was younger too.
I always find that the plush was very comfortable sitting on them. You know, it was very comforting.
I was like, he's
gonna go to sleep. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for your text. Nancy just said, hey, Santa, since legalization in Canada last year, be careful of those brownies.
That's right.
Thank you very much for that, Nancy.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Are the topics of conversation an issue during your family dinners?
Always.
Really?
Always.
Yeah.
How so?
We just go very serious very quickly. And I mean, like, you know, we like to think we have a good time, but oftentimes our conversations just end up being very political and deep and philosophical, and it sort of defies the purpose of, you know, the joyous festive.
Nobody's having fun.
Well, I mean, at some points, I'm sure people have fun, but it's the overall tone is more serious.
Okay,
that's too bad.
That is too bad.
I mean, our family dinner conversations are pretty surface. We might get political or whatever, but it's again very surface. It might be about Trump's hair or his tan or something like that. It's not all that serious, so. I guess our family's pretty lucky. We're pretty light in our different conversations.
You guys are like on opposite ends then.
Yeah.
I would say our family's like somewhere in the middle. Like, for sure to have like the politics will come up. Nobody's punching anybody. Like, nobody cares that, you know, like it's not.
At least not before midnight.
No, it doesn't happen. It's not that serious. And then we'll talk about fun stuff. We laugh. We watch my little baby cousin sing and, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. But apparently if you do have a festive feud traditionally at your Christmas dinner, this is a great tool. Comes in the form of the virtual assistant Alexa.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying if things get heated this Christmas, all you have to do is ask Alexa to change the subject. And when you do, she will. They said it could be used by families as a distraction technique to stop things from turning into a full-blown argument. So if you have the Alexa app, or if you have it on a smartphone, or if you have an Alexa, it's just activated by saying, Alexa, change the subject.
Okay, my pleasure. Ask everyone to talk about the last book they read and what they liked about it.
Okay.
I like it. It's like having a third-party moderator at your family dinners. You know?
Yeah, and some of the other questions it'll answer are, what would your superpower be and why? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Is another one, just now, to sort of start the conversation.
I like it.
What does it say about your family dynamic if you're relying on an electronic device?
I was thinking the same thing, but every family is different. Your family dynamic at Christmas sounds very different to me also.
Totally.
But the problem in my family is like nobody can get a word in. Like everybody, there's not enough space for everyone, basically.
My fear would be, you know, you ask Alexa to change a dinner conversation and she says, what was the last book everyone read? And somebody read a book about Trump or somebody read a book about politics.
Right back to where you were before.
Politics. Anyway.
Does the conversation ever completely die though? Like is there ever, you're sitting around the table, like I mentioned in my family, it's like everybody's sort of looking for their space, but what about families who just like can't come up with anything to talk about?
Well, for us, it's like a slow fade out. I mean, people are just walking up from the table and leaving their seats. And so before you know, you're down to like three or four people at the table, the final survivors and that sort
really?
Of
what
the conversation. Yeah. The people that have endured
people,
that
like,
long.
Actually get up, get mad and get up and leave.
Oh yeah. They're just like, I've had enough.
Oh,
they'll throw
God.
Their napkin on the table and they'll leave.
Really?
And most people at the table don't even recognize it because they're so, you know, in the heat of the conversation.
Yeah. Can you please record your Christmas dinner this year?
Oh, you know I will.
This
oh, please.
This is like a reality show that I have to see. This text at 92925 says, my family would just throw Alexa out the window.
Okay? Talk about so that.
You're not the only family wow. that has these heated dinners. Eric said this is actually a really good idea. He said, my side of the family is by no means religious, but my wife is, and it can get so uncomfortable being caught in the middle. So we got to talk to him a little bit off air, but he basically said like his family will make these comments and then she's there like melting down because she's Catholic.
And any excuse to get out of that conversation or to switch topics, he would love.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Right? He's like, I'll take Google, I'll Siri. Take whatever. Our producer Rob actually did try it on Siri, and you know what Siri said?
What? Yeah.
Sorry, I cannot help you with that.
Oh, Siri.
Oh, Siri.
So you can't do
failed
everything.
Failed us again, Siri.
Ruining Christmas dinner. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie is one of the questions
yes.
that Alexa will ask as well. Melanie, and people are texting already. Die Hard is a Christmas movie from Melanie.
I'm writing all these down. I'm going to need these.
I've never been involved in that debate over Die Hard, though.
Really?
No.
Die Hard 1 is a Christmas movie, and if you're a Die Hard fan, you know that Die Hard 2 is also a Christmas movie. Maybe more so.
Aren't there a lot of guns in those movies?
There is. It doesn't mean it's not Christmas.
Okay.
These are the great conversations I have to look forward to at the Christmas table.
That's what we have at ours.
You just sounded like the impeached president, Donald Trump. There's lots of guns. It doesn't mean it's not Christmas.
Die Hard really. Is a Christmas movie. It's fantastic.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.